what you must not allow to happen. I was looking for an axe that if I ask them to bring wood here now and we start cutting wood, because I thought I would have shown you the dangers. You know, sometimes when you are using this to cut wood, it may enter the wood. And when you want to bring it out, what do? You shake it and shake it to bring it out. But unfortunately, while you are shaking it, this connection wears out. When this connection wears out, what happened the next time? It may just fall off. Since the definition of your life is the axe head, and you are just the wood who is the carrier, and God has decided he cannot do anything without this wood, what must we ensure? That there should be no wearing out of this point of connection. This point of connection is the point that the devil will like to fight to make sure that this axe head falls out. So if you are going to serve God well, and I've been, anybody who came close to me, somebody came the other day and said, Brother Bile, we want to know the secret of your life, the secret of your success. I said, what do you want to know? He said, because, look, we have been watching you for many years and God has used you. You have blessed us. You have changed our life. You have done this. You have done, well, no. So he was already bringing his notes, because he thought, I will now settle down and begin to say secret number one. Then I will go on secret number two. Then I will move on to the next secret. He was already waiting. He wanted to make a book, The Secret of the Man of God. I told him that there is no secret, only one thing. I said, this point is the point, the junction that must not wear out. If you lose connection with Jesus, you are a useless wood. So, Brother Bile, what have you been doing for all the years? Only one thing. I have been servicing this place. Are you hearing me? Young people, are you hearing me? That's what I have been doing all my years. I service this place every morning. Every morning. Nothing is as important to me as this point. Nobody is important to me if I have lost this place. What have I done for all the years? I have done nothing but service this place. That's the only thing I have done, and God has done what he says he will do. If God will help each one of you today to service this point, all of those things that can fall is not as important if this does not fall. I'm telling you. Nothing else. You know, I went somewhere to preach and my shoe just collapsed. And I had no shoe again to go and preach. What did I do? I just removed the second shoe and I went barefooted as if I was doing drama. I said, shoe may break. Once this did not remove, I'm all right. When I finished preaching without shoes on my leg, and I see hundreds of people coming crying, I say, Father, thank you, thank you. Then somebody said, Uncle Billy, you didn't have your shoe. I said, sorry, it broke just before I came here, before I finished. Three different shoes. They just rushed. They were just saying, Billy needs shoe, he needs shoe, he needs shoe. Look! If this is not disconnected from your life, men will decorate and deck you with everything you need in the name of Jesus Christ. But if this thing falls out, even if you have a sugar-coated mouth, even if you dress so wonderfully, it is just an empty wood trying to cut wood. Useless.
What have I serviced all my years?
This junction.
I don't beg for money,
but I beg heaven not to let this fall out.
Since you came here, you noticed that nobody bothers you about money. Because that's not what we need.
I just need this axe head to be in this place. May you not fall out of your life.
So I want you to service it. I want you to make sure it is firmly fixed. Your relationship with Jesus Christ. They have told you about quiet time. They have told you about money devotion. They have told you about fellowship. They have told you. All of those are to service this place. Every morning. Sometimes 3 a.m., sometimes 4 a.m. I'm already up servicing this place.
Some say, "Brother Billy, you are not sleeping." I say, "I'm sleeping."
The only thing that makes you want to come to hear me is because this thing is there.
If it falls out now, I will just be one storyteller. I will just open my mouth and say, "Praise the Lord." You know, when somebody has nothing to say, it will waste time making you to shout 21 hallelujahs because there's nothing in his mouth to say. The axe head has fallen now.
So what do you do?
To service it. Because that is the major thing.
When will we no more be there with you? When you'll be alone, how do you service this axe head so that it doesn't fall? When you meet other friends who are moving like this, empty wood. Some of them, they are just empty wood. I say, "Yeah, hallelujah, I love you." That's an empty wood. Don't fall into their hands. They're empty. And all he wanted to do is to take away your axe head.
May you never succumb in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, 3 instructions on how to service your axe head. I want you to turn to 2 Kings. Please go quickly to 2 Kings chapter 6. And then I want you to read from verse 1. And once I finish it, I will draw those 3 issues. I pray that it will settle with your heart. And then I will be leading you to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, and the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, "Behold now, the place where we dwell with you is too narrow, is too straight for us." Brothers, it is not wrong for many of you. I want you to know that I know that since April, in fact, since you finished your WAEC, there's an agitation. Let us go. What are they keeping us here for again? I need to go. I told the principal, I said, "Yes, I know the children want to go. But they must wait for me. They must wait to collect their blessing. And they cannot rush me." He said, "You know, we want to do it." I said, "You can't. They must wait. That's why we are here on the 14th. Praise the Lord. And thank you that you waited. But I want you to know that the agitation in your spirit, say, the place we are is too narrow for us, is normal. You have grown to a level now that you need expansion. You need to go out of this place. You need to explore yourself. You need to become a man. You need to become a woman. People may say, "Cavalry Arrow boys." No, I don't call you boys anymore. You are men. These sisters, they are ladies now. Hallelujah. I normally address them as ladies because they are now ladies. When we were growing up, girls, now just 14, 15, they were pregnant and they were already married.
So that God has kept you here, you are 17, you are 16, you are 18, it's all right. But that there's a desire to break out. There's a desire to be free. There's a desire to be on your own. I'm not saying that is wrong. It's okay. We can't keep you beyond here. After today, we will send you, we'll pray for you, release you at that gate. I say, when you are coming back, you come to greet us as graduates, as CACAF, hallelujah. You come with your great results. That's why you see, I'm sorry, let me explain to you. I never expect that I will have any student that we will train in 6 years and they will be coming back for a receipt. That was why Calvary Arrows had no space for repeaters after your WAEC. Some say, no, they should have created this place. Some of us that did not make our English, some of us that did not make mathematics, we should come back. Not here. My plan for you is that you must make it once and go and face the world. And for the younger one, you make it once in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't have alternative. When we are building the hostel, we deliberately make sure that the hostel will not take more than 480 or 500. Because I did not plan for repeaters. But I said, let's expand it. And some of them will go and say, no. We have no plan for it. People are persuading me. I say, no, sir. If I make a room now for repeaters, yeah. What will happen? Some say, well, even if I don't make it, I can always come back. I will do Remedia. Not here. When there was need for Remedia somewhere else, we are creating a different facility somewhere. Not here. They say, but why don't you bring them to Calvary Arrows? They will spoil our vision. Some of you may not know why we do what we have done. It's because of what God told us. We are insisting on it. So that you are saying, let us go where we are. It's too narrow for us. It's a good request. And I want you to know that Calvary Arrows will become too narrow for you now. You need to be moving into the university. Amen? Hallelujah. These boys are not answering me. I said this place has become too narrow for you. Are you sure? Yes. But will you be coming back here again to say, I'm repeating literature? No. Even if you have to repeat something, go and repeat it somewhere else. Don't bring the spirit of repeat to this college. I don't need that spirit here. Principal, are you hearing? Vice principal, you know what I've said to you all the time. That's it. You can't change it. You can't beg me for it. I will not agree. These children are going now. And they are going forward, backward never. God is going to go with you in the name of Jesus. But now look at the first issue. They say, let us go, we pray you unto Jordan. And take thence every man a beam and let us make a place there where we may dwell. And the man of God said, go ye. Since you know how to go, be going. That was going to be a terrible mistake. We have agreed that you need to go from here. And it is good. We have agreed that this place has become too narrow. You need to enlarge. We have believed now that you need to move into something greater than what we have done so far. But I want you to know that it is not a severance of relationship. Don't break your relationship. So one of them said, be content, I pray with you. Go with your servants. And what did he say? I will go. If you ask the Lord to go with you, the Lord will go with you. Am I? Are you hearing me? But you say, well, let me just go by myself. I don't need all this
and all this prayer, and all this cover, and wake up in the morning, read your Bible, and yeah. You know I will not stop you. I said, go ye. Because after all, 6 years was our covenant with God over your life. That God should give us children that we will sit upon for 6 years. And by 6 years, we are trusting that they will turn to become something for God. But that other man said, be content. Go with your servants. That request has three dimensions. Number one, that request is first made to God. Father, as I leave Calvary Arrows College, go with me. Will you pray that prayer? Lord, go with me. I cannot go alone. Go with me. Go with me to the university. Go with me into the next level. Go with me into life. Go with me. And if you ask God to go with you, what will he do? He will go. God will go with you in the name of Jesus. What is the second dimension of that request? Is the request to Elisha, the discipler, to ask the disciple and say, sir, I'm going, I need to go, but please, can you keep your eye to go with me? Can I keep the line of communication open so that you can watch and guide me and pray for me? That's the second dimension of it. Go with your servant. Don't break your relationships. Don't discard all that God had used to help you. Don't think you are now a free bird that can fly anywhere. You will fly, but we need to guide you. God will help people who will rise to go with you into several things in the name of Jesus Christ. What is the third dimension of that request? Go with your servant. It is that if you go alone, you miss the divine company. So when he said, go with your servant, what he's saying is that, Lord, anywhere you are not going with me, let me not go there. Can I ask you? Decide now. Don't go into any relationship that you can't see Jesus going there with you. Don't accept anybody. We're saying, yeah, you know, let's just start. Start what? When Jesus is not going with you, don't start anything. Even the course you are going to read, I want you to keep saying, Lord, go with me into this course so that I may become all you have ordained me to be in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if the Lord goes with you and you keep in step with him, this place will be intact. No matter how God uses you, it will remain intact. 30 years, it will be intact. When you get married, it will be intact. When you have been promoted, it will be intact. Because the Lord said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through the fire, I'll go with you. It will not burn you. Please, let him go with you. May God help you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, there could be an accident. What did I say? We are sending you forth to succeed. But sometime, there could be an accident. And I want to prepare you for it. I want you to know that sometime, not because you wanted it, but something may happen. Look at that girl. I'm not sure she wanted to be chained. I'm not sure she wanted to be tied down by all those spirits. But she fell into their hand. And they have now tied her. She became addicted. Addicted to internet. Addicted to Facebook. Addicted to useless WhatsApp. Addicted to Twitter. Addicted to all those things that wasted her life. And it's like she will not be able to go. I want you to see, in case there's an accident, in case as you enter the university you miss your path, I prayed for you, you will not miss your path in the name of Jesus Christ. But if it happens, is that the end of your dream? Is that the end of your destiny? Is that the end of what God prepared you to be in Calvary Arrows? No. If there's an accident, look at what to do. In verse 4. Is that verse 4? Verse 5. But as one was felling a beam, what happened? Please, what happened in verse 5? The axe head fell into the water. An accident that nobody plans for. Sometimes your sharpness may fall into water. You didn't plan that it will fall. Suddenly you discover that the weight of Christ's life in you seemed to have disappeared. Suddenly you saw that your prayer life has been eroded. Suddenly you discover that you didn't have joy in speaking to other kakav. You are now hiding in between dangerous, useless women. What do you do? What do you do? What is the practical step to take in case your axe head fell into water?